From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Yesterday, special agents with the Humboldt County Drug Task Force, with the help of the Fortuna Police Department, served search warrants at two locations in Humboldt County. Agents had previously received information that 23-year-old William Jeffers and 36-year-old Jessica Peters were dealing narcotics in the Eureka and Fortuna areas. At about 10 a.m., agents served a search warrant at a residence located within the 2300 block of Freshwater Road in Eureka. Agents contacted and detained Jeffers and Peters at that location. Agents found 3 ounces of suspected heroin and a small amount of suspected methamphetamine. In addition, agents located scales, packaging materials, a variety of illegally possessed medication. Both subjects were placed under arrest for possession of a controlled substance for sales and subsequently transported to the Humboldt County Correctional Facility for booking. Agents then served a search warrant at a residence located on the 100 block of Palmer Boulevard in Fortuna. Although the location was unoccupied, agents located an additional 2 ounces of suspected heroin and drug paraphernalia. Jeffers and Peters were also found to be in possession of a combined total of about $15,000 in cash, the money believed to be the proceeds of illegal narcotics sales. A man under arrest charged with trying to steal property from a business in McKinleyville. Humboldt County Sheriff's Office Special Services Division conducting a special operation to probe ongoing trespass and theft violations at that business, the 2500 block of Central Avenue in McKinleyville. While conducting the operation, they saw 31-year-old Preston Sam Stuckey making unauthorized entrance into the property. They contacted Stuckey as he was unloading items from a trailer on the property. Stuckey taken into custody without incident, booked and charged with trespassing as well as petty theft. Well, $10,000 in damage done to the McKinleyville post office over the holiday weekend. Authorities say a bunch of P.O. boxes were forced open, plus a window and back door were damaged. Investigators say they've not yet heard from anyone who thinks their mail may have been stolen, but the investigation is continuing. Any person who may discover mail of theirs is missing can contact the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office. Preliminary estimate is that the break-in happened between Friday night and Saturday morning. A brief court appearance Tuesday for Marcy Kitchen. She turned herself in and was sent to the Humboldt County Correctional Facility. She'll stay there until she is sentenced on September 18th. Kitchen was drunk behind the wheel of her Jeep when she struck her daughter Kaya Kitchen and friend Faith Sarnes in 2016. Both girls died as a result. After the accident, Kitchen took off. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.